Blog Talk Radio.
It is time for your favorite radio program, Chatting from the Word, with your host, Brother Oscar and Brother Chris, on the BTR platform, where we are chatting about the Word from the Word and putting down all the important snap, crackle, and pop in your Christian walk. The day which the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Oscar York 3443@gmail.com, or you can go to Zelle, Z-E-L-L-E, and again, put in my email address, which is WarrenKellysOscarYork, 3443@gmail.com. And we hope that you can do it today. At least give us $5. I love offering a beginning at $5 if you can. And we will appreciate that very, very much. Amen. And amen. Amen. Hey, what are you listening to? What are you listening to? Well, you're listening to Chatting from the Word. We are his hosts, Brother Oscar and
Brother Chris
on the BTR platform, where we are chatting about the Word, from the Word,
from the Word,
and putting that all important crackle, In your
Christian world.
Yes, we are. Yes, we
are. Amen.
Hey. Now it's time by our weather report, by our own weather man, Brother Chris Edwards with the weather report. And he is Brother Chris Edwards.
All right. Thank you, Brother Oscar. Thank you very much. Our current weather here in Richmond, California on this October 24th, 2022, it is currently, as far as the air quality, is at 0.29. The wind is at 2 miles per hour gusts. The humidity is at 57%. The visibility is at 9.3 miles. And the barometer pressure instrument currently records at 30.23 inches, and the dew point is at 45 degrees. It is forecast currently with 62 degrees and sunny at the moment. And today around 1 or 2 o'clock in the afternoon, Pacific Standard Time, the high will be 71 degrees. And after 9 o'clock p.m., Pacific Standard Time, it will drop down to a mild 54 degrees with zero precipitation, zero chance of rain. And in the neck of the woods where my beloved brother is, up in the great state of Ohio, in the vicinity of Dayton, it is currently in Dayton at 76 degrees Fahrenheit, partly sunny, and the air quality there at 0.59. The wind gust is at 7 miles per hour. The humidity is at 34%, and the visibility is at 9.9 miles, and the barometer pressure instrument records currently at 30.05 inches. And the dew point is at 41 degrees. 41 degrees is a high today, which they are at the moment at 76 degrees. It's moderate and sunny with only 1% chance of rain. And after 9 o'clock Eastern Standard Time in Ohio, Dayton, Ohio, it will be just like us in California. Will be mild 54 degrees in Dayton. Amen. And it's going to be throughout the week. Tuesday is going to be 79 degrees as a high in Dayton. Wednesday, 58 degrees, 40% chance. Let's see. It is forecast for a little rain shower on Wednesday. And let's see. And Thursday, 60 degrees. Friday, 66. Has a high. Saturday, on the 29th of October, is 69 degrees. And 66 degrees on the 30th, October 30th, the day before Halloween. It'll be 66 degrees as a high on this coming Sunday. All right, my beloved brother, I turn it back over to you in your next.
And that was the weather, man, brother Chris. It was with the weather report. Amen. Amen. Appreciate brother Chris. Amen. And amen. Yeah. Now, it is time for us to do a snapshot of a program today. Now, you heard our introductory song, which was Hallelujah, sung by Steve Adams. Hallelujah song, sung by Steve Adams. And in the, soon will be our prayer time. Our prayer time will be in a few. And the scripture text that we are going to use during our prayer time would be Timothy 2, 1 Timothy 2, 1 through 6. That'd be 1 Timothy 2, 1 through 6. And then Reyes a cappella would be singing 3 Hour of Prayer. Amen and amen. Amen. And of course, yes, 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 we are doing the chat today. Yes, we are. We are chatting about the Word of God. And,
that's
of course,
right.
We are signaling still on that great word, temptation. What is temptation? How do we know we're being tempted? How do we overcome temptation? Or do we ever overcome being tempted? Because in the world in which we live today, we are tempted by so many elements, by so many things, by so many people, by so many ways. And the list just goes on and on. How
Yeah, it went blank. We're still on the air, but I can't hear you. It just cut out after you went into saying about the prayer and the scripture.
Yeah, I know this now. I don't know what's going on. I tell you what, let's keep it like this because some things we just not gonna have.
Right. Oh, okay.
That's fine. We keep you on the phone. Is that fine?
Huh? Keep doing the show?
We're gonna do it like this. On the phone.
Okay.
It's going to be our prayer. This is our prayer time. And if you have a prayer request that you want us to pray for here on Chatting from the Word, you can send it to my email address, which is lowercase, Oscar York, 3443@gmail.com, or you can send it to chattingfromtheword@gmail.com, or you can put it on the page that you're listening to the program through. Or you can put it on our Facebook page, and we should be able to receive your prayer request. And if you have a prayer request that you want to keep confidential, that is fine with us, because we do respect your confidentiality here on Chatting from the Word. Just simply say, Brother Oscar, Brother Chris, pray for me.
Right.
They call my name.
Amen.
And we'd be so delighted to do that. Amen. And amen. And of course, we want you to keep in your prayers those that are going through some difficult time, those that have lost loved ones, Uvalde, Texas, we wanted to keep those in our prayers. The Russia-Ukraine situation, keep that in our prayers. And, of course, pray for those who are going through some difficult time at this time. And pray for those who are trying to make a difference in the world when it comes to the gospel of Jesus Christ. And, of course, pray for myself and Brother Chris. Pray for us as we pray for you.
Amen.
The scripture text that we're going to use for our prayer time would be 1 Timothy 2, 1 through 6. That's 1 Timothy 2, 1 through 6. Now here, Brother Paul the Apostle penned these words. He says, I exhort therefore that first of all, supplications, prayers, intercessions, and giving of thanks be made for all men, for kings, and for all that are in authority, that we may lead a quiet and peaceable life in all godliness and honesty. For kings and for all that are in authority, that we may lead a quiet and peaceable life in all godliness and honesty. For this is good and acceptable in the sight of God, our Savior, who will have all men to be saved and to come unto the knowledge of the truth.
Amen.
For there is one God, one mediator between God and man, the man Christ Jesus, who gave himself a ransom for all to be testified in due time. Amen and amen. Brother Chris, lead us in the word of prayer.
All right. All right. Let us all bow our heads. Heavenly Father, Father Jehovah, we thank you for another day. We thank you, Father, for the blessedness of being saved. We thank you, Father, that you allow us to wake up out of our beds the day that you have granted, that, Father, that we can see, that, Father, that we can be able to further the cause of the kingdom of Jesus for Jesus Christ. And we pray, Father, for our listening audience, bless them in a wonderful way, Father. Those that are the community of faith, we thank them, Father. We thank the support from all those that contributed and that, Father, listened to this program, this podcast on BTR. We thank you and bless them all, Father. And this is my prayer, Father, also for those that are in the military, that are stationed abroad. We pray, Father, for the war in Ukraine and Russia to be resolved. Father, we pray for the families that have been decimated by the death toll, Father, and losing loved ones and family members in the event of the war in that region. We pray, Father, for other people that have been impacted by natural calamities around the world, especially here in the United States. And Father, we thank you and we pray for all our brethren throughout this blessed great brotherhood of believers, brothers and sisters who are faithful to thee, Father. And we pray, Father, that we can reclaim those that have fallen away from the faith, that have backslidden from thee. Pray for them as well, Father, and that we can, with love and Father, sensitivity, we can be able to come and to encourage their soul to come back to thee before it's eternally too late. This is my prayer for everybody in the whole entire world. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, amen.
Amen, amen. Good prayer, Brother Chris. Good prayer. You know, we all need to get on our knees. We can get a prayer to Father, just pray for this nation in which
amen.
We are living. We want to thank you for reading our scripture text along with us, for praying along with us. And as always, we hope that we prayed for something that is on your mind. Amen and amen. And now it's time for our second half. This is our second half of the program. And we want to thank you for keeping your ears on long enough to reach this pinnacle in the program, our second half of the program. Welcome, welcome, welcome. First of all, we want to ask you for your contributions. We want to thank those that have turned in contributions, but if you have not turned in your contribution, do so. do so. And we want you to start off with $5. If you can, start off with $5. And you wonder where to send your contributions, we do have an account on PayPal. Just pull up the PayPal webpage, paypal.com, and put in my email address, which is lowercase, OscarYork3443@gmail.com. Again, that is OscarYork3443@gmail.com. Or you can go to Zelle, Zelle, and again, put in my email address, which is lowercase, OscarYork3443@gmail.com. Again, that is OscarYork3443@gmail.com. And we hope that you can do it today. Do it today. Do it today so that we can keep this fine program rocking and rolling. Amen.
Amen.
And amen. Yes, sir, Brother Chris. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Right.
And we're also coming on Facebook. I believe LinkedIn. And let's see who else. Twitter. And I believe, who else would come on, Brother Chris?
there's several of them out there. Google Addict, a lot of podcasts. Gazeer, our show's been accepted by, was it Javon Sabin?
Right.
And also Google itself, yeah. And
that, Google itself, so we hope that you catch our program. We can let you know where we're coming on at so that you can catch it. And don't wait until we share the program with you. Go to these networks, pull them up, and look for us, Chatting from the Word, hosted by Brother Oscar and Brother Chris. And tune in and study with us when it comes to the Word of God. What is everyone listening to? Of course, you're listening to Chatting from the Word. And we are his hosts, Brother Oscar.
And Brother Chris.
About the Word, from the Word, and putting all the important
snap, crackle, pop
in your Christmas.
Done.
Oh, that's right. Snap, crackle, and pop, so that you can know Jesus, and Jesus, because he's very delicious to know.
That's right.
If I can say that.
Amen.
Amen and amen. And now it's time for our chat. For our chat today, we hope that you got your Bibles with you, your Bibles open, so that you can chat with us and so that you can see that myself and Brother Chris, we are coming from the Word of God.
That's right.
That's all we know how to come from when it comes to chatting about the Word of God. We don't chat about the Word of God today. Yes, we are. We are going to chat about the Word of God. And Brother Chris and I, we're going to talk about this temptation together this morning, this afternoon. Temptation. Because many of us, we are tempted in ways that we just don't know. Temptation comes about and comes to us. But how do we fight temptation? What kind of mind we need to be in to really overcome temptation? Do we ever overcome temptation, Brother Chris?
Well,
I don't know.
Well, we got to be.
I don't know. But there's some things we need to overcome and can overcome if we stick in with Jesus Christ, stay in his word, and study his word. And that's why I am so thankful to bring this program on to you, me, myself, and Brother Chris. We are so thankful to bring this program to you. And I'd be amiss if I don't say this. Here on Chatting from the Word, we just don't teach. We just don't preach. But what we do here, we chat about the Word of God. We don't want to talk over you or under you, but we want to talk with you. We want to reason with you when it comes to the Word of God. Is that all right to reason with you?
Amen.
About the Word of God?
Amen.
And as I said, Brother Chris, if we can reason with our pet dog Romo to you with one another when it comes to the word of God.
God.
About temptation this fine day. We're talking about temptation. What is temptation, Brother Chris? What is temptation?
Well, temptation is it's a process of really being enticed. It's enticement.
Amen.
It's being allured. It is being dragged into a some sort of stronghold or something that really it appeals to the naked eye. It appeals to how you feel. It appeals to all the natural senses of the human body. And that is what Satan uses to get us trapped. And so we have to be vigilant. We have to be sober. We have to understand that we're dealing with someone that we have to be very watchful of, because in 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 8 and 9, King James Version says, be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about seeking whom he may devour. He wants to destroy us. He wants to, he's ferocious. He is ruthless. Satan doesn't have any compassion toward man. He wants to get us wrapped up just dismantle everything about us. And then verse 9 says, whom resist steadfast in the faith, knowing that the same afflictions are accomplished in your brethren that are in the world. There's someone going through the similar types of temptations and onslaught of Satan in the world that are in the community of believers.
Right, and we got to recognize, like Brother Chris says, that Satan, he's not just a lion walking. He's a roaring lion.
Amen.
When a lion is roaring and got his chest out there, he's looking for somebody to gobble up.
Right.
If you ask me. Hey, let me share with you what Apostle Paul said in 2 Corinthians. And maybe this may help us when we recognize what temptation is. And in 2 Corinthians chapter 6, beginning with verse 14. Paul said, be not unequally yoked together with unbelievers. Now, Paul is saying that we should not be yoked together with unbelievers. And I didn't know what a yoke is, right, Brother Chris?
That's right.
A yoke is something that ties to...
It's a harness. It's a harness that goes around you, yeah.
Yeah, it goes around the neck of an animal to help them work as a team. So you yoke these two animals together so that they may plow a field,
right,
pull a wagon, and work as a team. And if Paul said we should not be together with those that are unbelievers. Why? Because it would cause us to do things that we shouldn't be doing as Christians, or it may cause us to take on the same mindset as unbelievers. Right, Brother Chris?
That's right. That's right. That's why he says, "Be ye not, don't be yoked together with unbelievers, with infidels." Uh-huh. Because they can make an impact on your faith and cause you to lose and take you out of position with God.
Amen. Amen. All the time. Because usually if we don't get our mindset on things that the unbelievers do, we can control everything else. It's just like, I guess the best way of looking at temptation, Brother Chris, have you ever hear you hammering a nail?
Yeah.
And you miss the nail and you hit your finger.
Probably early on. I think that don't feel too good.
No, it don't like to holler out.
Yeah.
And some of them would like to say some bad words behind it out if you say something else.
Right. That's right. That's why we're all in this. We're part of humanity. We're all in this world. But John, the Apostle John says, Brother Oscar, and to our listening audience, he says, love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. They don't have affection to God. They don't have affection for God. They don't care about the affairs of God. They don't have any kind of relationship to God. So therefore, they don't love him. They don't have any affinity toward God. That's why in verse 16 he says, for all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh and the lust of the eyes and the pride of life is not of the Father, but is of the world.
And we got to be careful, don't we?
Yeah.
Because, it's, Brother Chris, it's easy.
Right.
To love the world.
That's right. Yeah, it is. All forms. It's not only sexual pleasure or sensuality, but it could be, you could love entertainment. You could be drawn away by your favorite celebrities, and they might be living a lifestyle that is not doesn't represent what all the things that God wants for a person in their life. But we have to be careful, because we can be drawn away in that way, in the fashion of the world, from the attraction of the world.
Years ago, they would say, be like, what was it, be like Mike?
Oh, yeah.
Be like, play basketball like Mike. How many of us want to be like that? Yeah. How many of us don't want the money? He said, many of these rap stars to me, I wear chains around our neck. I have a beautiful automobile or car. You understand, Brother Chris?
Right. It could be you can idolize your career. You can idolize your spouse, her looks. You can make a god out of that. You can idolize your automobile. You know, it's anything or idolize your favorite athlete, any person or entertainer, singer, rap star, anything you put before God that is a center of affection. And that you worship, and that you give actually a more it's more like a fetish, or more like an idolation, idolization. You idolize. That is idolatry.
Very much so. And I think if we can, and this is what Paul says. He says, "Wait, rather have learned how to control things that we are tempted by. If we can flee from things that we desire,
right.
Things that we want, and maybe God wanted it for us, but we want it anyway because it looks so good. Look at the mighty buck, Brother Chris. Who
yeah.
don't want $1 million?
Right, right. Yeah.
Who don't want an easy lifestyle? Who wants to do it the hard way? None of us do. All of us want that mansion.
Right.
All of us want that limousine. All of us want a job making the six figures. Who don't want it, Brother Chris?
Right. And that's why we have to understand that if we're going to have any kind of success in our Christian walk, we're going to have to come to terms with the fact that there's some things in and around our lives that are not good for us, Brother Oscar.
Amen.
And that we can... just like we were talking about, we could just be taken away by this thing that we were just talking about. We could be caught up, and we can potentially lose our salvation if we're not, you know, if we have to come to terms with the fact that if we're going to be faithful, that we can't allow ourselves to be drawn away from these things that are we're talking about, these things that are concerning the flesh, because we will not make heaven our eternal home if we are caught up, and we just have to we got to turn off. We're watching. It's something, it could be, like you say, evil communication corrupt good morals, good manners. Right. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 33. Yeah.
Like putting a rotten apple in a bunch of good apples. You feel sweet.
Right.
Rotten apple influence other apples to be rotten.
Right.
That influence, Brother Chris.
Right. A little leaven, leavened the whole lump. A little leaven will leaven the whole lump, right?
That's right. It takes how much? A little. Not
yeah.
a lot. A little of yeast will raise that bread up.
Yeah.
If you're cooking bread, you have cooked bread and put a little yeast. They don't take that much. The yeast comes in a small pack anyway.
Right.
A little yeast in that bread will rise, rise, and rise. And that's what temptation does when we get around things that we shouldn't be around.
And
we're tempted.
Yep.
And
even,
sometimes it's so good.
Yep.
Remember the story? Remember about Adam and Eve in the Garden of Eden?
Right.
She looked at that unforbidden tree. It looked good to her. And she had that desire. And she took of it along with help from Satan.
Right.
A lot of us, we desire a lot of things.
Right.
We shouldn't.
Yeah, well, that's why we have to stay on guard. If we're going to be true to our conviction, true to our Christian, our mantra, our reputation, our character as believers, then these are some of the things that we have to be willing to accept the fact that they're not going to enhance, and to it can hurt our witness for Christ. It can destroy our influence. If we can lose our Christian persuasion, and so we have to be careful. Isn't that right, Brother Oscar?
That's right. And we, and you know what, Brother Chris, the thing about we do lose it.
Yeah.
And the problem is when we do lose it, we got to recognize that Christ is the answer.
Yeah.
That Christ is the answer. Same with the seed. Where's that, Brother Chris? About the seed in 1 John 3?
Yeah. King James Version says, I quote it, I got it before me right now. It says, whosoever is born of God doth not commit sin, for his seed remaineth in him, and he cannot sin because he is born of God.
Amen, amen. Now, what that's truly saying, Brother Chris?
That is really teaching that God's seed is permeating in our spirit, in our attitude, in our behavior. He remaineth in, if we're constantly involved in the word of God, we will not pursue, will not continue to be predominant in our sinful behavior and in our sinful, sinful lifestyle. We can't, it's not saying that you cannot sin, in the sense that you're not going to fall short from time to time, but it's saying, it's teaching that you will not continue in a flagrant style, a morally defiant type of lifestyle in a sinful manner. You're not going to continue in that manner. That's what that's teaching. And because the seed of God remaineth in you, you're born of God and you continuing in his word, you're not going to continue in sin. That's what it means. And you cannot sin if you're obeying the word of God. You're not going to, you cannot sin. If you are consistent and you have self-discipline in this area, of your life, then you are consistent with believers as being he that is born of God.
Right. That lifestyle of sin. We're going to judge that lifestyle of sin because through Jesus Christ, we know what sin is. And yeah. We're not going to continue that lifestyle. In other words, if God hates sin to the point where he sent his only begotten son down here to become sin, to die for our sins, we should hate sin as well.
Right.
Sin to leave a bad taste in our mouths.
Yeah.
But to get this, Brother Chris, many of us don't recognize when we are sinning, I do sin, and we are sinning, and when we do sin, what we need to do is get back up. Don't waddle.
Right.
See if I can use that term. Don't waddle in sin. Get right back up. Continue on living for the Lord. Amen.
Right, yeah. right. You have to have a desire to and what you was just saying, right. You can't allow yourself to be dragged in. Because when we do that, then really Satan wins the battle because we then gave in to whatever is presented toward us, and therefore if we continue in that lifestyle, then we will lose out on our eternal hope, and there's no way that we can get back right. If we lose our soul, there's no chance of redemption. Once we're gone and we die in our sins, and we'll like the scriptures say, like John the apostle says, and the lust of the flesh and lust of the eye, the pride of life is of the Father, not of the Father, but is of the world. The world passes away. But we'll be passing away with the world. So it would have been, as Peter said in 2 Peter chapter 2, verse, Brother Oscar, around verse 20 to 22, he said, let me read that quickly. He says, it's over here, I'm reading for the King James 4, that's 2 Peter chapter 2. Verse 20 through 22, King James Version. For if after they have escaped the pollutions of the world through the knowledge of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, they are again entangled therein and overcome, The latter end is worse than with them than the beginning. In verse 21, for it had been better for them not to have known the way of righteousness than after they have known it to turn from the holy commandment delivered unto them. That's the gospel. That is what saved us. And then verse 22, but it is happened unto them, according to the true proverb, the dog is turned to his own vomit again, and the soul that was washed to her wallowing in the mire. We done got ourselves all muddied up again. We done got ourselves all. Yeah, and that's what happens. That's what happens. And we could get deceived and be delusional that way, Brother Oscar, because you think of many Christians that are living hypocritical lifestyles, and then they're still coming to worship, and Satan is okay with that because he know he got you. You know, he knows, God knows that you're not right with him, so you just putting on the we're only serving out of dissimulation. We're only masking, or, you know, because of how we look or because people know us. We're only going through the formalities of it, but really spiritually, we're not on point with God at all. And so not at all. Yeah.
Well, we like to say, here, John said this, and I believe you just quoted Brother Chris. He said in John 3 and verse 8, he said, he that committed sin is of the devil, for the devil sinned from the beginning.
Right.
For this purpose, the Son of God was manifested or revealed that he might destroy the works of the devil. And we must recognize that.
Right.
When we sin, and when we stay in that sin, we are a child of Satan.
Right.
We become, as John says, like Satan when we commit sin. We become sin like the devil.
Right.
And that's what we, Brother Chris, that's what we need to stay mindful of. When we do sin, we are becoming like Satan,
right,
and not like Christ. And that should be enough for anyone that truly loves the Lord, is to get up. Get out of that sin.
Right.
Don't live in that sin.
Right.
Get out of that sin and keep on living for the Lord. Amen.
Right, right. Amen. Because, like Peter says in 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 7, quickly, and we're running close to our end of our program, Peter tells all the believers, he says, that the trial of your faith, being much more precious than gold that perisheth, though it be tried with fire, might be found unto praise and honor and glory at the appearing of Jesus Christ.
Amen, amen, and amen, and amen. Temptation.
Right.
Temptation, my listeners. That is what we're talking about today. Temptation. And how can we overcome it? How can we fight it? How can we? Basically, can we fight it? Can we fight it, Brother Chris?
Yeah, with the sword of the Spirit.
That's it. We got to stick, as John says, stick in the seat. Stay in the seat. That's why I'm so blessed to bring this program to you as we do, so that we can help you to stay in the seed. Amen and amen. This is time for us to close out today. And we are so delighted to be with you and to be a part of your day.
Amen.
Team on this program today. And we hope that you catch us today. We are going to share a show with many of you, but if we don't share a show with you, hey, get on Facebook. We're on Facebook. We're on LinkedIn, we're on Twitter, and many more. So pull up these web pages, close up and take a listen.
Amen.
And your ears on. At this time, we're going to close out with a prayer. Will you pray with me, please?
Amen.
Our Father, which art in heaven, be thy name. Thy kingdom is here. Thy will is then done. Father, we thank you for allowing us to bring this wonderful program on the airways. Father, we pray for all of our listeners. Father, we pray that you help them to live more and more for you and to be in the body of Christ, Father. And Father, as always, Father, we thank you for allowing us to bring this program on. Now may the grace of God, sweet communion of the Holy Spirit, rest you and abide with us until we meet again. In Jesus' blessed name do we pray. Amen.
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 As always, as me and Brother Chris says, always have that walk with that snap.
Crackle and pop your Christian walk.
And we hope that you all have a wonderful, wonderful day. Goodbye, you all.
Amen.